This is Spectator Radio, the Spectator's curated podcast collection. Hello and welcome to Coffee House Shots, the Spectator's daily politics podcast. I'm Cindy Yu and I'm joined by Katie Bors and James Forsyth. So today we will see two cabinet meetings, and currently we're recording this in the middle of the first one. James, what can we expect to hear from these cabinet meetings?
Well, the cabinet had a slight change of plan. They were expecting kind of 5 hours of meetings with an hour to beforehand to read through some plan that Number 10 was hatching. The reading was scrapped and the sessions have now been pared back. And I think there are two reasons for that. I think a lot of people in Number 10 expected the customs union vote to pass last night. I think there was a lot of talk in government about the best way to respond to that. I think some people thought that what you could do was to take the plan from the Common Market 2.0 model, which Labour supported, which essentially says the UK will stay in a customs union with the EU until alternative arrangements are in place that would allow frictionless trade, and then at that point the UK would start having its own trade policy. And the argument being that if you adopted that, you were basically going a very long way towards a customs union, but on a kind of almost theological level, you could say to Tories, well, we haven't given up on the idea of an independent trade policy, we don't have to abolish Liam Fox's department or anything like that. And then I think the other question was this question of an election. I think cabinet opinion has massively hardened against an election in the last few days. I think people who were perhaps entertaining the idea as kind of what everything is now from a Tory point of view, the least worst option, have lost their appeal for it because they've seen some dire numbers on it. And you know, I mean,
what sort of numbers are we talking about here?
Polling and cash.
So no money.
Yeah, I mean, and I think that, I mean, I personally think on the money, it would come fairly quickly if you were in a general election against Jeremy Corbyn, because for the obvious reasons. But I think that the sense is the lack of money means they're not spending the cash on the ground that you would now, but you would want to spend in advance of any election. And Katie and I were doing an interview for the magazine for this week with an influential Tory backbencher yesterday, and when we mentioned the idea of an early election to him, he was completely dismissive of it, saying the Tory party would get top sliced and bottom sliced and it would be a kind of wipeout territory. So I think the chance of an election have receded. So what's the way forward from here? And I mean, this is the real struggle to see. I mean, I was struck last night talking to various cabinet ministers, you know, the nearest thing there seems to be to some kind of consensus is to take the withdrawal agreement, accept the Nandy Snell amendment, which essentially says that Parliament would decide what kind of future, would set the mandate for the future relationship negotiations, and go back to Parliament and say, well, how about it? I mean,
isn't that kicking the can down the road, because Parliament would just want soft Brexit on the second phase?
Yes, but the idea is that this gets you over the line, right? And therefore, you know, every day the evil sufficient thereon. Once, if you can get over the line, get out of the EU, then you deal with these problems later. I think the difficulty with that is I fail to see how that delivers enough votes, because one of the massive problems for Number 10 from last night is, of the 34 Tory rebels, they basically either want essentially no deal or a second referendum. People who advocate both of those options feel that the gridlock increases their chance of getting them. And then add to that the fact that the GUP are now against everything. And it is very hard to see how you get a majority.
Katie, another idea that's been floated this morning about how to get the next vote through on her deal is the fact that she can link it potentially to a confidence vote in her government, thereby linking it to the prospect of a general election, so that if Tory MPs vote against her deal, they'd be voting for a general election. Is that possible, and would it work?
I mean, it's something they could try and do. I think given that Steve Baker, ERG member and arch Eurosceptic, went on television on Monday and said that he would contemplate voting against the government in a confidence motion if she pivoted to a customs union, did leave it slightly blank in terms of her current deal. I think it is a high risk move, and I think it's something you can only do if you are prepared for the consequence that you don't want to happen. So yes, Theresa May could try and hope that she would pass her deal, but I think the government could only pull that kind of manoeuvre if they were prepared to go into a general election. And as James says, it does feel, perhaps in part because we had these polls at the weekend which showed that Labour now having a slight lead on the Tories because of what Tory MPs have been hearing on the doorstep over the weekend, there's definitely some who are a bit concerned about it. And I have noticed this week particularly, when you talk about general election, if MPs are quick to say the Tories who are pushing for this are those with safe seats, there is a feeling that this would be a slightly mad venture. I still think it's somewhere you could end up. I think had the customs union passed last night, or EA even, or a second referendum, there'd be some Tories who would be arguing in higher numbers that the only way to avoid that is an election, and that's slightly less bad. But I think for now, the focus is getting the deal through, and I think the confidence vote in her is a last resort, because you are effectively saying, we are okay with a general election.
So James, on Wednesday as well, we're expecting Oliver Letwin to take control of the parliamentary agenda again. Could something like a customs union pass on the third go?
So what will Oliver Letwin do with his chunk of parliamentary time on Wednesday is, I think, a fascinating question. If he goes for another set of indicative votes and nothing gets a majority, then this whole process is in real trouble. So there are people who think that what he will do instead is basically go for a delay bill. This would essentially be an attempt to pass a law saying that it's the law of the land that Theresa May must go and ask the EU for a longer extension.
And Katie, unless she can pass her deal, I mean, she will probably be asking for an extension like this. What's Brussels going to say? Is it going to give her a long extension?
Yeah, so even though Theresa May is under pressure by an increasing number of MPs to effectively consider no deal if she can't get her deal through, it's likely she would ask for this extension and at least see what the EU came back with. Now, there's a few different reports going around of what Brussels might be okay with. The general view is if it is a long extension they offer, it may well have a caveat attached to it. So it could say, we will give you this long extension, but only if we can see where you're going with this. We're not giving it so you can just keep having Brexit debates with votes that don't lead anywhere. So perhaps a second referendum, perhaps general election, or perhaps just a plan of how you are finally going to whittle down these options by giving MPs votes. So probably a more structured sense than the Oliver Letwin one. And I think those are options. There's also some who say that there are EU member states getting quite sick of Britain. We are potentially seen as a problem
Can't
child.
Think why.
the rebellious one in the class would probably, in some of their own minds, cause a stir in the EEA. And they want this done. So there is a chance that you do get a very short extension offer or no extension offer. I think, as James has pointed out previously, though, that would mean Brussels could be blamed for being culpable for a no-deal Brexit, something they don't want to do. But I do think that the level of patience is running out and neither can be ruled out.
And James, does this mean we're almost certainly heading for European Parliament elections?
I think those elections are becoming more likely by the day. I think Katie is right. I was talking to Cameron this morning and said, you know, that Mark Sedwell memo, it would be...
Just remind us what it said.
Basically, it warns about all the kind of consequences of no deal, but with a particular emphasis on security and things like that. And one cabinet minister said to me that, you know, that Theresa May is, in their words, being kind of spooked by this. I don't think Theresa May is going to go for no deal. I don't think she has any desire to go for an extension, but if she can't pass a deal, as Katie says, that's where she ends up with. The EU will certainly insist on European Parliament elections if they grant an extension. I think one of the kind of the questions here is whether Theresa May can use the fact that there is now more uncertainty about whether the EU would grant an extension to try and push her deal through this week. Whether she, you know, in some ways it would help her if when she brings her deal back on say Wednesday or Thursday, it would help her if she could say, look, Emmanuel Macron has said that he is opposed to any extension because he can't see what Parliament would do. And I think it used to be that Macron was an outlier in his view on this stuff. I think some more people are coming around to this view because I think there was a sense in lots of EU capitals that once Parliament got involved in this process, the customs union would get a majority fairly quickly, and that's where the UK would tack to. I think they look at the fact that nothing can get a majority, and they're like, oh, maybe the problem isn't just Theresa May and the fact that she doesn't want to go and talk to Parliament. Maybe this whole system is logjammed.
And Katie, so can we expect anything today from these cabinet meetings? Will there be any decisions on future strategy? Are we going to hear about MV 3.5 or 4, whatever we're on now? Where are we heading?
Well, I think the reading materials that they were given ahead were very focused on no deal, actually, and the various preparations that need to be done around now and activated. And speaking to some figures who have seen those documents prior to the meeting, they said probably quite difficult decisions. I mean, some of the things are about direct rule in Northern Ireland in the event of no deal. There's many MOD issues, Ministry of Defence. So is now the time, if you want troops in the event of a no deal Brexit, this is about the time you would need to start saying, we need this lot home, and so forth. So I think there will be some serious debate about whether no deal is actually something that might be happening, because we have seen big efforts in the Commons, but also around the cabinet table by ministers like Amber Rudd, David Gawke, to try and rule no deal out as a possibility. So I suspect that those forces are going to be not massively in favour of activating Lee's plans for something they thought had effectively been ruled out by a motion in the Commons last month. Clearly, the way that you actually stop no deal from happening is to replace it with something else, though. And as we saw last night, the Commons is still some way off doing that.
James and Katie, thanks very much. And if you like this podcast, do subscribe, rate and review us wherever you get your podcasts from. And why not come along to a live recording of Coffee House Shots this Sunday, 7th of April, at Friend's House just outside Euston Station. James and Fraser will be there together with Nikki DaCosta, former number 10 legal aide, to give you the latest lowdown from Westminster. Tickets are on sale at podcastlive.com and you can get them with a special discount code SPEC10, that's SPEC10. Thanks for listening and see you on Sunday.